Welcome, friends, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, and it's that time of year when people are publishing their best of 2023 lists. It's something I always resist doing because it is basically impossible these days to hear all of the great new music that's coming out. And it wasn't always that way back in the days when the major record labels were publishing the music. There was a limited amount of music that you could hear, but now it's just off the charts with streaming and self-produced records. But in any case, we're going to play some music that I enjoyed that was released this year, and we're going to play some music that I've seen in other best of lists from some of my favorite jazz resources. But we're going to start out with a few of my favorites, beginning with Artemis from their album In Real Time. Let's listen to Lights Away From Home. Thank you. was, of course, the Eddie Harris composition Freedom Jazz Dance, which was made famous by Miles Davis and covered by many others as well. But this one is from a brand new album from trumpeter Eddie Henderson. His album is entitled Witness to History. And that group is Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Donald Harrison on alto sax, George Cables on piano, Gerald Cannon on bass, and Lenny White on drums. Before that, we heard from Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band from his latest release, King's Highway. We heard Look to the Hills. That group is Brian Blade on drums, Melvin Butler and Myron Walden on saxophones, John Coward on piano, Kurt Rosenwinkel on guitar, and Christopher Thomas on bass. And we started things off with Artemis from their album In Real Time, Artemis being the all-women ensemble, featuring Renee Rosnes on piano, Allison Miller on drums, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Noriko Ueda on bass, and Nicole Grover on tenor sax, and Alexa Tarantino on other reeds. Next up, we're going to play some tunes from best of lists that came from other sources. I learned of these through jazztodon.com. Jazztodon is a jazz-centric social networking site where I post exclusively. It's part of the Mastodon network. There are some great resources there. All About Jazz posts there daily, as does another great publication, Post Genre. And other individuals in Jazztodon as well have been publishing their favorite albums of 2023. And these next two artists you're going to hear from, I learned from jazztodon.com and the sources that I mentioned. I'm speaking of Todd Sikafoos as well as Jamie Branch. And these albums I've seen appear on several lists, and I wanted to play them for you today. We're going to start out with Todd Sikafoos from his album Bear Proof. We're going to hear Boom, Bust, Startup, Ruin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, some really interesting new music there from Jamie Branch and Todd Sikafoos. We heard two tracks from the Jamie Branch album, Fly or Die, Fly or Die, Fly or Die, World War. And I learned that this is an album that was released posthumously as Jamie Branch sadly passed away from an unintentional drug overdose, as this album was in production and some of the other band members overdubbed some parts and remixed it and was able to release this posthumously, as I said. Fly or Die, Fly or Die, Fly or Die, World War in double parentheses. So check that out. I certainly want to listen to more of that album and her past work as well. And what I didn't play for you in those two selections was some very interesting vocals. We heard two tracks, Aurora Rising and Borealis Dancing. And we started out that set with Todd Sikafoos from the album Bearproof. We heard Boom, Bust, Startup, Ruin. And there's some interesting personnel on that. That includes Todd Sikafoos on acoustic bass, Jenny Scheinman on violin, Adam Levy on guitar, Eric Deutsch on piano, Ben Goldberg on clarinet, Kirk Nufke on clarinet, Rob Reich on accordion, and Alice Miller on the drums on that. So that is a great ensemble from Todd Sikafoos. And as I mentioned, I learned about these great artists from jazztodon.com. It's a great social networking platform, part of the Mastodon network. It is ad-free. They do no collections of personal data. It is open source, and it is there just to create a better social networking platform. So please join me there, jazztodon.com. Next up, the group Shakti released a new album entitled This Moment. If you're unfamiliar with them, it is a group headed by John McLaughlin on guitar and Zakir Hussain, the master tablaist. This is a great new album. We're going to hear Mohanam. Thank you.
Thank you.
A fine new album from saxophonist Wayne Escoffrey from the album Like Minds. We heard Shuffle. Wayne Escoffrey on sax, David Kokoski on piano, Ugana Okegwo on bass, and Mark Woodfield Jr. on drums. On that track also is Mike Moreno on guitar. And before that, we heard from Shakti from their latest release. This moment, we heard Mohanam. That'll about do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We are a radio show on WWUH-FM, as well as a podcast on jazzandbeyond.com. We're going to finish things off with another new release from 2023. This from SF Jazz Collective. It's entitled New Works and Classics Reimagined. We're going to hear The Plains. There's lots more new music from 2023, so we'll probably continue with this theme for next week. So thank you for listening, folks. Come back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond.